Simon & Schuster Audio presents Cage Kings, how an unlikely group of moguls, champions, and hustlers transformed the UFC into a $10 billion industry. By Michael Thompson. Read by Patrick Harrison. Introduction. The Last Sport on Earth. One Saturday morning in early August, I tried to find my way through the backstage tunnels in the Prudential Center Arena in Newark, New Jersey. The long white corridors felt like a casino that had been stripped to the girders, placeless and impossible to navigate unless you already knew where you were going. I followed Chris Bellitti, the UFC's vice president of corporate communications, who had helped me arrange a press pass to see UFC on ESPN, Covington versus Lawler, one of the 42 events the Ultimate Fighting Championship would hold in 2019. Bellitti had made the trip from the front box office to the press room several times that morning, but even he seemed to second-guess himself after we turned a corner and found ourselves looking down another long white corridor nearly identical to the one we'd just come from. It was easy to see how arenas could blur together for people who worked for the UFC. The week before, the UFC had held an event in Edmonton, Canada, and in the coming week, it would travel to Montevideo, Uruguay, then on to Anaheim, Shenzhen, Abu Dhabi, Vancouver, Mexico City, Copenhagen, and Melbourne. The unrelenting pace is part of what made the UFC one of the most valuable sports franchises in the world, with an annual revenue close to $1 billion and an estimated worth as high as $10 billion, according to President Dana White, more than any team in the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, or international soccer. The UFC's nearly weekly events are broadcast in 129 countries, including Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Mexico, China, Argentina, Finland, France, and Kenya. 15 of the 50 best-selling pay-per-views of all time are UFC events or co-promotions, including the one in the top position, a boxing match between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather Jr., that generated more than 6.7 million buys and more than $1 billion in global sports betting. In 2016, when the UFC was acquired for $4.2 billion by WME-IMG, now called Endeavor, it ranked as the biggest single transaction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?